Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Brother Dick Taylor's here again. Dick, it seems that there's just no end to the pictures that we're seeing in Exodus and how they all eventually point us to Christ, don't they?
They surely do, and that's why we love the life study and the life study of Exodus particularly, because we see Christ, 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 Christ.
Dick, this week we've been looking at the ephod and the 3 items that were attached to it or added to it in the priest's garment. And these are the 2 shoulder pieces that had the onyx stones attached, and then also the breastplate worn in front by the priest. And this piece also contained precious stones, 12 of them actually. Just to review a little bit, we've seen that the ephod, this vest-like outer garment, is a clear picture of Jesus Christ. What do these added items, these precious stone items, signify, Dick?
These precious stone items, Chris, signify this wonderful one who is so beautiful, that is Christ. Now his beauty is increased. These 2 plates on the shoulder and the breastplate on the breast attached to the ephod, they all signify Christ's enlargement and his expansion, which is the church. Today, the church is just the enlargement and the expansion of the most beautiful one in the whole universe, that is Jesus Christ. On the plates, we see 6 names on each plate of the 12 tribes of Israel. And on the breastplate, we also see 12 names of the sons of Jacob. Both with the plates and with the breastplate, all these names signify God's redeemed people. So God's redeemed people have become the enlargement and the increase of this marvelous, beautiful Christ for his expression. So this is very, very significant. How could we summarize this? We could say the plates with the ephod signify Christ with a built-up church.
A lot of meaning in this picture, isn't there?
It's inexhaustible, Chris.
It's something that we would pass over, probably most of us, sort of casually, I would guess, in our typical reading of the Old Testament. We're really grateful to have such a ministry that opens up these kind of things for us in this rich detail and really brings us to Christ and God's eternal purpose at the same time.
It surely does. And you know, just as Christ is God's testimony, now these added features to the ephod show that Christ also needs a testimony. That's the church. So this is just the increase and enlargement of Christ, even as God's testimony. How wonderful.
Well, we're going to get into this picture in a little more detail in this first section. Let's go ahead and join Witness Lee, Dick.
We are on the robe of the priest. Upon the robe, you have the ephod, like a vest. Then upon this ephod, you have 2 shoulder pieces and 1 breastplate. Then the ephod is just the expression of Christ. Christ expressed in his divinity and in his humanity and in his many other attributes and virtues. What ephod signifies? It signifies the expression of Christ, or the very Christ expressed in his humanity, divinity, and all the human virtues and the divine glory. This is Christ. Then, upon ephod, in other words, upon the expression of Christ is what? It's the church. Both the 2 shoulder pieces and the 1 breastplate are symbols symbolizing the church. Firstly, the church is symbolized as a testimony of the Lord Jesus. And this is the function of the 2 shoulder pieces. 2 pieces. You know these Number two always signifies a testimony. You have two pieces upon the shoulders, signifying the church as the testimony of Christ. Then you have a breastplate with 12 pieces built into the golden sighting. That is what? A very clear symbol, symbolizing that all the saints, as transformed precious stones, were built together in the divine nature of Christ to be one entity. This is the builded church. So the entire ephod, with its bearings, these three plates, the entire ephod with these three plates, its entire bearings, is just Christ and the church. It's not a small thing.
Dick, this section gave us a very good review. We've looked at all of these items individually, the ephod and then the shoulder pieces, the onyx stones and the breastplate. But today I'm impressed with this collective picture. It has so much meaning. Explain how this entire picture of the priest with all of these items is just the testimony of Christ with the built-up church.
Well, the two shoulder plates and the breastplate together symbolize the church. Let's take them separately. First of all, the two shoulder plates. There are two shoulder plates with six names on each plate. But two signifies testimony. And what is the church? The church is just the testimony of Christ. As Christ is the testimony of God, so the church, that is, all of his redeemed people built together in him, become his expression or his testimony. So two is the number for testimony in the Bible, and there are two plates with six names on each. Secondly, we see the breastplate also shows us the church in a very clear way, because you have 12 stones, and as we've seen in other broadcasts, 12 is a combination of 3 times 4. 4 signifies humanity, and 3 signifies God and His Trinity. So when you get 3 times 4, you get something built up. God, mingled together with His people, becomes His testimony, which is the church. Anytime, even when you're listening to this broadcast, if you would just call on the name of the Lord and say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you," well, you're actually calling on number 3. He's the Trinity. And what happens? He mingles with you right away, number 4. And what happens? You enjoy becoming the church, which is just the building of God. It's marvelous. So 3 times 4 shows the church as God's building for His expression. And also, the breastplate is full of precious stones. This means God's redeemed people are not only redeemed, but they have been infused with Christ. They've been metabolically changed by Christ in life and nature to become part of Christ, to be His enlargement and His expansion, and built up in Him. Now we can see they're built up in Him specifically in that the stones are set in the gold. This is marvelous. This means not only by enjoying Christ do we get transformed through the metabolic working of His life within us, but also we get set into Him as the very one who has the divine nature. So the church is signified by the breastplate. That is, it shows us clearly the church is the precious stones, that is, the saints who have been transformed and built up in God's divine nature to be the expansion and the enlargement of Christ for His expression. So the plates and the breastplate are very clear to show us the church as Christ's testimony.
Dick, there's a marvelous point coming in this section just ahead. Let us set it up a little bit this way. We have the breastplate, as you've just pointed out, bearing all of God's redeemed people, worn on the breast, obviously, and then these two shoulder plates with the two onyx stones that also represent God's redeemed people, this time held on the priest's shoulders. The breast and the shoulders, these represent different aspects of the priest and how God's people are held by these aspects. I hope all of our listeners can really jump into this point just ahead. It's really wonderful.
This is a key point.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Look at the picture. Suppose you only have the breastplate without the shoulder pieces. Then this shows you a poor picture. It is held, but it is not upheld. It is held in love, but it is not upheld to the shoulders with the bearing strength. By this picture, you can see all of us, God redeemed, are held in love and also are upheld by Christ's bearing strength. Hallelujah. We are held and we are upheld. If we are only held but not upheld, then we will be in the air. Nothing upholds us. But the two shoulders of Christ uphold us. And his heart holds us. You have the holding here in the heart, and you have the upholding on the two shoulders. Hallelujah. The holding is a matter of love. The upholding is a matter of what? Strength. We know we all love each other, especially husband and wife. But many times you love your wife, you wanted to do so many good things for your good wife, but you didn't have the strength. You couldn't make it. You like to buy a big good thing for your wife, but look at your checking account. That good thing needs you $1,200. In your checking account, only $12. You say, sorry, dear, I have a heart, but I don't have the cash. My heart holds you, but I don't have the strong shoulders to uphold. So I can do nothing. I have the holding love, but I don't have the upholding strength. Christ has love in his heart, and also strength on his shoulders. We are held in his love, and we are upheld on his strength. It's very good. It's a good picture.
Onyx stones and the breastplate with the 12 precious stones represent God's people. And Christ has his redeemed people held to his breast and upheld on his shoulders. What's the difference, Dick, between being held by the Lord's love and being upheld by his strength?
These two words are marvelous, Chris.
They really are.
Even this point just calls for a million trillion hallelujahs. Because, number one, when you really see Christ, his heart is a heart of love, and his shoulders are shoulders of strength. The heart refers to his love. The shoulders refer to his strength. Christ has both the holding power of his love and the upholding power of his strength. And we can apply this. A brother mentioned in this message is that suppose a person really loves his wife. In his heart, he really loves her, and he would like to bless her with many, many things. But he doesn't have the capacity, he doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the means to do that. This means he doesn't have the strength. Christ, on the other hand, not only has the heart for us, not only the love for us, he has the strength, the means, and the ability to carry out everything that he desires. Many times we have the love, but we don't have the ability or the means to carry out a lot of things we'd like to do. Christ has both the holding power of his love and the upholding power of his strength. So there is a little difference between these two. And it's so good to realize that right now, during this broadcast, you, as you listen, you are being held. Even you're being held to listen to this broadcast by the love of Christ in his heart. And in your daily life, you are being upheld, and you consider your day, even today, you are upheld by the very strength of Christ signified by his shoulders. So that's why hallelujah a million times, because, wow, we're being held by his love, held by his strength through all of our days to be his testimony for his expression on this earth and in this universe. Wow.
You said a million trillion hallelujahs, Dick.
Yeah, that's right. Higher. Yeah, million trillion means more than we can number.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
I read an article written by a converted Jewish scholar by the name David Barron. And there is a note on Urim and Thummim. It tells us that the 12 names on the breastplate occupies about 18 letters of the Hebrew 22 alphabets. So in this means four letters of the Hebrew alphabet are missing in the 12 names. In other words, the 12 names are composed with only 18 letters of the Hebrew language. Four are missing. Then, Thummim was a piece that bears these four missing letters. And it tells us here, what are these four missing letters? So this is why this piece is called by a Hebrew word, Thummim. That means what? That means completions. Hence, completers, perfecters. Without this piece, the Hebrew alphabet is not completed. It's not perfect. In other words, on this breastplate with this additional piece, which is called Thummim, you could find all the alphabets in Hebrew language. Then this article tells us also that there is another piece, which is called Urim. And the word Urim in Hebrew means light. Not lamps, but illuminators. Something that shines. Amen. Then this article tells us this piece, the Urim, has the capacity to contain the oil for burning. And the fire that burns the oil is the fire on the altar, which burns the incense. And that fire is the fire from the heavens. You know, when the first time the offerings were put on the altar, fire came down from the heavens, even the time when the temple was built. So this fire was used to burn the oil within the Urim. Of course, he was a Hebrew scholar. He studied lots of Hebrew histories, no doubt. So he knows what he's talking about. And he says, this Urim has, what, 12 illuminators. Illuminators. 12 illuminators. 12 lights. To illuminate each piece, you see, of the breastplate. Then all the pieces which are transparent, transformed gems, every piece is shining with light.
Verse 29 says, and Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart for a memorial before Jehovah continually. What does this refer to, Dick, in relation to how Christ is burying us as his redeemed people today?
I love two words that Brother Lee uses very often in his ministry, apparently and actually. Let's face it. We believers, Chris, and all of you who are listening, we all have problems. We all go through sufferings. We all go through difficulties. Oftentimes we go through opposition by those who are not believers. We get persecuted. There's many things that we believers pass through, difficulties, sufferings, problems, etc. Apparently, we're just in sufferings. Apparently, we're just in problems. Apparently, we're just in difficulties. Apparently, we're just in persecutions or discouraging things. That's where the word actually comes in. Actually, we're on Christ's heart before God as an eternal memorial. If we see the view, then we'll have a million trillion released from within our being. Listen to this verse again. Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart for a memorial before God, not temporarily, not for a short time, but continually. That means apparently we're just going through difficult times, sufferings, persecutions, what have you, but actually we are on Christ's heart before God as a continual memorial. That means that actually God can even look at us in the midst of everything, and it's very pleasant to him. He's made happy. If we see this view, we will also be made happy. We won't just look at the apparent. We'll look at the actual scene according to the truth in this verse. This verse really unveils a precious truth for our experience. Let's not look at all the difficulties, sufferings, problems, persecutions, or things we go through. Let us look at the truth. At this very moment, we are being born on Christ's heart, in his love, upheld by his divine strength, as an eternal and continual memorial before God. God is happy. God is pleasant. God is pleased because he sees us in Christ. So every day, every moment, God has a memorial. This verse mentions God has a memorial continually. In God's eyes, we are in Christ, and we are a memorial before God continually. This is too precious. So don't look at just the apparent. We need the heavenly view. We need the divine view. We need the view according to the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Lastly, I'd like to say that whatever we're in the midst of, may we be controlled by the vision of this verse 29 in Exodus 28. When God looks, even right now, at all the churches with all the saints in his recovery, he is happy. We should be encouraged not just to look at outward things that are difficulties and problems, but look at the truth. We're on the heart of Christ, born before God as a memorial continually. If we see God is happy in the midst of all of our difficulties, we also will be genuinely happy. You know when I'm the happiest, Chris? When God is happy. All of us who are believers, we're genuinely happy. Our happiness is released to the uttermost when we see what makes God happy. We see it today. We're on Christ's heart. We're born before God continually as a memorial.
As you were talking about the value, the importance of seeing the real situation as opposed to the apparent situation, it struck me that these two items, the breastplate and the shoulder pieces representing God's people, were not optional items in the priestly garment. Before the high priest could carry on with his function, before he could enter into God's presence in the Holy of Holies, he had to be wearing these things. In other words, the real high priest is all the time bearing God's people. It's not optional whether he feels, oh, he's happy with us today or he's not happy. He's always bearing us on his breast and on his shoulders as this wonderful memorial that pleases God to the utmost.
I'm glad you said that, Chris. He's always bearing us. He's always wearing us. He's always bearing us. He's always caring for us. What a high priest.
What a high priest. Thanks for your fellowship, Brother Dick.
You're welcome, Brother Chris.
Always enjoy these times.
Me too.
Well, we'll do it again very soon. How about next week?
Let's do it next week.
Okay. For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.